about you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying the end of the cross. Another koa, kedula chenincha, tati, serika, alhebimu yudatati, kaberinat, amcha sadvenu, Aharenu Loa Kufa Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Oshayutha Divagat Shamrem Nungimodala Yukashin. The sequence Yud Kaf Shin allows us to take our body parts that need healing and take them back to their stem cell state where they can be healed, where they can be rejuvenated, where they can be restored. And then return them to our body, having been restored, having been rejuvenated, having been healed, where they will be activated in their pristine state of doing their job exactly as they are supposed to. Barchem tacharem. Rachamei sitatcha Amidam lem Betetresh saritaf gimel. The letters of the month of Av, the Kaf that created the letter Sun, that it created the planet we call the Sun, and the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, which is the lion, Leo. And the Tet has a gematria, or the Aryeh has a gematria of 216, which is similar to the gematria of the Sephirah Gevurah, which is power and judgment, which is consistent and connected to this month above and to the constellation Aryeh. Aryeh too has 216, which is the number of letters in the 72 names of God, and also the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Chasin kadosh birov tuvcha na'el ha'atat chet kuf bet tet unayim yachid ge'ah amcha p'nei zokrei kedushatach yud gimel lamed. Eza and Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufab Tzadi Yud Taf. And I'm going to say the words of the meditation for the 3-week period. If you don't have that sequence in front of you, if you don't have the meditation in front of you, by hearing the words, it will be sufficient. The right column name, Tet Dalet, Hey Dalet. The left column name, Kaf Vav, Zayin Vav. The central column name, Mem Tzadi, Pei Tzadi. These three names have a gematria of 360, which is the same gematria as the letter Shin in its spelled out state. Thus, we created a letter Shin, which allows us then to inject that consciousness into the word Tzerah, which means troubles, and transform those troubles into opportunities. The word Retzeh, meaning desire or opportunities. And the letters of Retzeh have a gematria of 295, and when we add the name of God, Adonai, 65 to that, we have another 360, which is the second shin. And these two shins allow us to connect with the phrase Sim Shalom, which is indicative of the concept of peace, which allows us to connect to the phrase Sim Shalom and thereby connecting to the full phrase of Sim Shalom of 726 Gematria, where we can take the two shins of 720 and add the six names of God, the right column name, the left column name, the central column name, the names Adonai and Elohim and Hashem. By adding one for each of these six names as a kollel, we arrive at the full power of the phrase Sim Shalom, which allows us to inject the consciousness of peace, of balance, and of serenity into this period of the 3 weeks, into this period of negativity, and bring it back to balance. And the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, we're reading from the Zohar, from the Parsha of Ve'etchanan, section 2, midnight, verse 5. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adenu kunanei aleinu maasei adenu kunanehu. Inun divnei hekala ila'a kaimei b'kiyumaihu mitarei mishtadlei betushbachta deoraita umishtatkei. The Knesset Yisrael Ad Denahir Yimama Kadate Safra Ki Vikol B'nei Hekala Demalka Kuhu Atyan Ligabe Malka Kadisha Ve'inun ikvun benin demalka umatronita ve'ha'ukmuha. The members of the highest chamber who serve Hashem take resolve and awaken to be occupied with the praises of the Torah. They join the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, until daylight. When morning comes, he, together with all the members of the king's chamber, comes to the holy king, Zeranpin. They are called the children of the king and the queen. This has already been explained. But this verse is really talking about saying the Tikkun Chatzot, when one arises at midnight, which are praises of Hashem, and that's what the phrase means. The ordered structure of the Tikkun Hatzot, the correction of the night, the connection of midnight. Midnight is a point in the cycle of the day that is a balance point. It's a transition from the negativity and the moment when positivity, when chesed, comes into the universe. And the concept of the correction of this point by saying praises of Hashem connects you to the moment of the Hashem walking into the Garden of Eden to study with the Tzaddikim. And by saying Tikkun Hatzot, you are studying with the Tzaddikim. Are there any questions? This morning's class is the seventh of the Sefirah, of the Sefer Yetzirah class. And the handout is available on the Hashem Reb website by going to the Revealed Wisdom page and then going down to the ninth row, and the second column from the left is the Sefer Yetzirah link. When you open that link, scroll down to class number 7 and click on the handout for that class. That's this morning's class, and that's the handout. And we will now start. This is Mishnah 1.4, but for most versions, it's Mishnah 1.5. Eser Sefirot Belima, Midaten Eser She'ein Lachem Sof. Omek Reshit, Omek Achrit, Omek Tov, Omek Ra, Omek Rom, Omek Tachit, Omek Nizarit, Omek Meariv, Omek Tzafon, Omek Darom, Adon Yachid, El Melech Te'eman, Mushal Bakolin, Mi mechaven kidasho achid adeot. A translation, not necessarily a good translation. 10 sephirot of nothingness. Their measure is 10, which have no end. A depth of beginning. A depth of end, a depth of good, a depth of evil, a depth of above, a depth of below, a depth of east, a depth of west, a depth of north, a depth of south. The singular master, God, the faithful king, dominates over them all from his holy dwelling until eternity of eternities. There are 10 sephirot blima. By now you should know the meaning of blima. Without what? We think of these 10 sephirot as consciousnesses, levels of consciousness. The word sephirot might be considered numbers or counts. This makes for the phrase translate as 10 counts of consciousness. Please consider this as a potential meditation, as counts and consciousness might be a duality. Consider this as you deal with this Mishnah. The next word in the Mishnah is midaten. This is being translated as measure. What is a measure? Measure means an amount. What is the meaning of an amount of consciousness? There is another possible meaning to this word. In Hebrew grammar, the suffix nun implies a noun and a female aspect. In Kabbalah, female implies vessel. The first three letters of this noun translates as from religion or from law. The phrase midaten eser she'ein lachem sof. This is an unusual word placement, which most translators ignore. Lachem means to them. This implies a level of possession. What is the possession? What is the possessor? Remove the placement of lachem and you connect together the words she'ein and the word sof, or she'ein sof, or the endless world. The phrase now starts to become clear. 10 religions of nothingness, for them from the end. When we speak about an end in Kabbalah, we talk about the Mashiach. When we speak about the end, we are talking about the concept of a line, as taught in the model of the Arizal system of Kabbalah. In our world, we think we are getting closer to the Mashiach, and many people also think that their religion or their law is the correct one to follow. Could the author of the Sefer Yetzirah be saying that these religions or laws are truly nothings? Or could he or she be saying that religions and laws are structured in a hierarchy similar to the hierarchy of the Sefirot? Again, this is a good question to ask the Sefirot themselves, as this Mishnah is being taught to us within this chapter that deals exclusively with the Sefirot. The next word is omek. This word translates as depth. An ocean has depth, while a three-dimensional object is said to have depth as well. What is the meaning of a depth in a 10-dimensional structure? This word omek is used with five pairs of opposites: beginning and end, good and evil, above and below, east and west, north and south. Of course, most people interpret north, south, east, and west as directions and not pairs of opposites. There is a known teaching tradition within the Kabbalistic teachings that the Sefer Yetzirah has a significant code built into the letters of the words and the phrases. During this class, I will explain how the codes are to be decoded. This will become more clear in the next new Mishnayot as well. Omek equals death equals a gematria of 216, which is 3 times 72, the number of letters in the 72 names. 3 times 72 is also 3 times 6 times 12. 3 represents the three columns of the Tree of Life. 6 represents Zeran Pin. 12, the number of tribes. This can be seen also as 2 times 3, which is the number 6, the 3 from the 3 originally, and 12 is 3 times 4. Therefore, you can see it as 2 times 2 times 2 times 3 times 3 times 3. This is 2 cubed times 3 cubed. I will leave you to contemplate the coincidence of this sequence. I suggest you speak to each level of Sefirah and hear what they have to say about it. The depth of beginning and the depth of last, or end. Beginning is Reshit, which has a gematria of 911. The last is Acharit, gematria 619. if we look at these two numbers and their component strings as taught in modern number theory, we have 9 and 11, which reminds us of the previous Mishnah, where we said it is 10 Sephirot and not 9, 10 Sephirot and not 11. When we look at 6 times 19, we have 6 representing Zeron Pin, or heaven, and 19, which relates to the calendar cycle of 19 years. So we have the concept of time concealed in these words. The depth of good and bad, or the depth of evil. Good is equal to Tov, which is 17. Bad or evil is Ra, which is 270. 270 represents 27 times 10. 27 represents all the Hebrew letters, including the 5 final letters. And whenever you have the final letters, you're dealing with the concept of the end. The depth of above and below. Above is equal to Avim, 246. Below is Tahat, 808. 2 plus 4 is equal to 6, and a second 6. 2 8s. 8 represents the upper worlds and Bina, while 6 represents the lower world and Zeron Pin. The depth of east and west. East is Mizrach, 255. West is Meherev, 312. These numbers do not make any specific issue for me, and that one is when I ask the Sephirot in a meditation. The depth of north and the depth of south. North is Saphon, 226. South is Darom, 250. 250 is the gematria of the word ner, which means candle, and indicates the concept of light. 226 with the kolel means bracha, blessing. The next phrase is only one Lord. Yachid means only one, has a gematria of 32. V'adon means and Lord, has a gematria of 67. 32 you should recognize as the 32 paths of wisdom, and also the gematria of the Hebrew word for heart, lev. 67 is the gematria of the Hebrew word bina. This is implying the unity of the heart and the brain. El Melech Ne'eman, of the famous phrase. It stands for God, the faithful king. The first letters of the phrase, Aleph Mem Nun, spells the word Amen. This represents the unity of heaven and earth, 91, which is 65, the name of God Adonai, and Hashem, the name of God that has a gematria of 26, the Tetragrammaton. This unity of heaven and earth, the spiritual world and the physical world. The next phrase is translated as rules all of them from his holy dwelling place until eternity. The words Moshel Bekulam, rules all of them, has a gematria of 376 plus 108, 484. The holy dwelling place, Meun, 206. Hakadosh, 410. And this phrase, ad ade ad, until eternity, 74 plus 84 plus 74, 222. 222 represents the phrase, the godly mountain, which is Sinai. 410 represents Kadosh, holiness. 206 with a kolel becomes the word or, which means light. 484 relates to the four worlds on the right and four worlds on the left, connected to the unity of the central column, 4 plus 4 being 8. This is just one code. And we can see how these codes, when we decode them, has meaning, adds to our understanding, which is the starting place, using the level of binah, using the level of our brains, dealing with logic. This is where we start. But we know we run and return. We deal with the alternating consciousness. Continuing. The five dimensions which look physical, but are they? This is where you will begin to realize how the charts and pictures of the glyphs truly mess you up. Time. Beginning to end. Chokhma and Bina. Next direct dimension. Morality. Good and bad. Keter and Malchut. Height. Above and below. Netzach and Hod. Length. East and west. Tiferet and Yesod. Width, north and south, Gibura and Gedula. Greatness is the meaning of Gedula. Gedula, I've said here, is an alternative name for Chesed, but it's actually the name used prior to the Ari. Today we call Gedula Chesed, but in the ancient meditations, in the writings that came before the Ari, there it's always referred to as Gedula, and it's only after the Ari that it starts to be referred to as Chesed. Now let's look at Olmec to truly begin to understand, because Olmec is used 10 times in this Mishnah. Olmec has a gematria of 216. 216 is the number of the letters in the 72 names of God. Another word with the gematria of 216 is Aryeh, the lion, the constellation in the month of Av. Aryeh has a connection to prophecy. Another word with the gematria of 216 is Gibula, strength, power, severity, judgment, form, construct. This also connects to prophecy. Horeb also has a gematria of 216. Horeb is an alternative name for Mount Sinai. The Torah refers to Mount Sinai sometimes as Mount Sinai and sometimes as Mount Horeb. Also connects to prophecy. Permutate the letters of Horeb to Harbo, which means a sword. What do you do with a sword? You carve and cut. Remember last Mishnah, we carved. The math process of division is like carving. 216 divided by 3 equals 72, connecting to the 72 names of God. If Sinai is the Torah, which is the source of prophecy, what is the actual source in the Torah of prophecy? The Kabbalists have told us it's these three verses, chapter 14, verses 19, 20, and 21 of the book of Exodus. The three verses that are the source of the 72 names of God and the actual 72 names of God. This is a teaching from the Kabbalah. And my teacher has expressed very clearly that there is a meditation, which we'll go on into another time. There's a meditation on the 72 names of God, that when he used it, his story was very clear. When he used this meditation, and nothing happened. And then he used the meditation a second night, and nothing happened. And then he did the meditation a third night in a row. And something happened. He wrote for 8 hours straight, not having any idea what he was writing. He wrote for 8 hours straight, page after page, which then became his book, revealing all of the secrets, or many of the secrets, that he has shared with us in this series of classes, but also many of the secrets that he published in a book which is no longer in print, dealing with many different aspects of the Kabbalah. Omek depths are parameters, they're attributes that emanate from the Sefirot. They're attributes of the Sefirot. And that's why when I put them into dimensions, into the five pairs of opposites, I also gave you a relationship to the Sefirot. But the Kabbalists don't always agree on that relationship. Just as the Sefirot are endless and with nothingness, so are the Mishnayot, are codes within codes within codes. If the Omics are attributes and aspects of the Sefirot, what does it mean to have a parameter, an attribute without boundaries? The words of equal gematria can be substituted within Torah. You can take a verse from the Torah and substitute words and sometimes even letters with the same gematria. So if you have a letter Tet, which has a gematria of 9, you can substitute that with the letters Dalet and He, which have the same gematria. You can take the letter or the word Aryeh and substitute the word Givurah whenever you see a verse that says Av Aryeh. These are tools that help us decode. These are the codes within the Torah. Codes within codes within codes. Just as the Sefirot are endless, the codes are endless. People speak of the codes that we developed through the computer age. The famous scientist from the 1800s who explained the idea of gravity, his name is escaping me right now. He was looking for these codes in his writings. He was constantly doing this. He had studied Kabbalah on one level. We don't know who his teacher is. And that is a problem in the Kabbalah, that it is important to know who your teacher's teachers are, who your teacher's teacher is. Because if you don't know the teacher, it can be that the teacher is teaching from a false series of people. And that is one of the criticisms of one of my teachers, and I use many teachers, but one of my teachers is the Kabbalah Learning Center and Rabbi Berg, whose teacher was Rabbi Brandwein, whose teacher was Rabbi Ashlag. And Rabbi Ashlag's teacher requested of him never to reveal who he was. And because we don't know who he was and cannot then continue the lineage of teachers back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that criticism has followed this line of Kabbalists throughout their history. And yet Rabbi Ashlag is still considered one of the foremost, if not the foremost, Kabbalist of the 20th century. He was the first and really, truly only Kabbalist to translate the Zohar into Hebrew. The Zohar is written in Aramaic, but it's a Aramaic with its own dialect. There are words that are used from Aramaic in the Zohar that have no meaning in the Talmud. There's two different languages, just like Chinese has over 1,000 dialects. One community 10 miles away from another community spoke two different languages, called Chinese by the outsiders, but within them they were two different dialects. They couldn't communicate. And this is the difference between the Talmud with one dialect and the Zohar with another dialect, both of Aramaic, but you can't communicate one with the other because one is dealing with the why and one is dealing with the how. Codes are formed. Codes are formed from the 72 names. Codes are formed from Torah, which was given at Mount Horeb, or Mount Sinai. Codes are formed by building a mental construct, which gives it power and strength. Codes are formed from a lion, which is teaching us how to connect to prophecy, or in our generation, Ruach HaKodesh, because the gates of prophecies is closed. The above is a hint for you to develop a meditation from this Mishnah. Below you will find some other hints to the meditations that my teachers created. Use these or make up your own. Practice is necessary to go where you will go. Let's look at some of the codes and you can find more. Codes can be made from first letters, from last letters, from the second letters, from the third letters. From the number of letters creates a code. The number of words in a verse creates a code. The gematria, all 10 forms of gematria, but mostly there's only 4. If you want more information about those 10 levels, we have handouts. I have not yet put them on my Gematria page, but if you send an email to me requesting them, I'll give you some links to them. Letter substitutions. What is that all about? Well, you're using it during these 3 weeks. The right column name, when you substitute by moving a letter, one letter to the right in the order of the alphabet, or a left column name, one order to the left, or a central column name, the Atbash substitution. These are just three forms of the letter substitution. And the parts of the mouth where letters come out of, they are a form of letter substitution. So many different codes. If the Mishnah is referring to a non-physical universe, then what is the meaning of north and south, east and west, as a non-physical or a spiritual concept? What is the meaning of the northern boundary of your morality? The northern boundary of your time. The northern boundary of your happiness. The southern boundary of your continuity, of your certainty. These questions need to be asked. They need to be asked of the Sephirot directly. You need to contemplate them. They will take you to different locations, different places where you will see what you will see. These are the codes, the purpose of the codes. Just as there's millions of species, you can see there's millions, if not billions, if not trillions, of codes. Omic is a depth that is a parameter or an attribute, which is also a boundary. The word omic, the concept of a depth, is a boundary. There are 12 boundaries represented by the 12 elemental single letters in the alphabet, the 12 boundaries of the tree of life, the 12 diagonal lines in the tree of life. Don't look at the glyph. Understand the concept of a diagonal line. Why is it on an angle? What does the angle have to do with anything? The angle only works in a two-dimensional and a three-dimensional. But what about 10 dimensions? Are there angles in 10 dimensions? This chart, this matrix that you see below you, called Meditation on Mishnah 1.4, it's taking the first letter of the words from the depth and the first letter of the Sephirah and creating a code. So the first Sephirah of Keter is connected to the word Tov. So the first letter is a Kaf, Ke. The first letter of Tov is the Tet. And you can see how each letter is formed. This is a code. It's a meditation. Kicha bi gi gi te ne ho yi ma. Tore ro datsa me ro ta ma ra. That's just one particular order. There are many other orders. Do this as a code. Do this as a repetitive, alternating consciousness. Add the gematria of these letters, which create names. What is the gematria of these two holy names? One is 1184. One is 541. In the words of my teacher, there was no meaning to those numbers. He couldn't understand what they meant. There is codes, each of those. I can look them up in a particular book I have, which will tell me words that relate to it. But that wasn't part of his teaching, so I didn't include it. What about the small gematria, my teacher said? Meaning, let's look at different types of gematria. The small gematria is called Mispar Katan. The small gematria is when you take the letters and drop the zeros. So the letter Kaf, which has a gematria of 20, becomes 2. The letter Kuf has a gematria of 100, becomes 1. With the small gematria, we see both of these names become 41. 41 is the word, the gematria of the word Im, mother, which represents Bina, which represents the upper worlds, representing spiritual worlds above our physical world. How many letters in the name of the Sephiroth? When you count them, you'll find that there are 41. Here is the sounds and the letters of the first letters of this Mishnah. If you want the other codes described above, create a vessel with a request in an email. This list of letters, the sequence of letters, A se be me a se la so o re ve ach o to ve ra o ro ve ta o me ve me o ta ve da ve ya e me ne mo bi me ka ve a. It sounds silly, doesn't it? Do it from the frame of alternating consciousness. Do it as a meditation. Do it while you dance. Memorize this sequence. Do it while you dance until you're exhausted and fall into the prophetic position. Put these into 10 four-letter words. Why? Because there are 40 of them, 40 words in the Mishnah. What does 40 mean to you? 10 Sephirot times the 10 worlds. 10 Sephirot times the 4 worlds. But there's 5 worlds. But Rabbi Ashlag gave us a gift of the 4 phases, where we understand that the Keter is light to us. And the process of creation is only 4 phases, 4 worlds. How about other codes? Position is a code. You've heard of the Eastern tradition of Feng Shui, where you evaluate the locations of a room, the way the room is laid out, what items you put into that room, where the door of the room is, all related to position, related to energy. It's a code. Is Feng Shui kosher? Kabbalah says it is kosher for a Chinese soul and can be made kosher for a Jewish soul. How? The Chinese say man is created facing south. Is this true or false? The Kabbalah says man is created facing east. True for every man or only for the Jewish soul? There were three children of Noah. One was created facing east. One was created facing south. And one was created facing west. There's no coincidence to why it's called the Western world and the Eastern world. There are three children of Noah. These are just information in the Torah, but we don't utilize it. We don't deep think it. Kabbalah says, take the Chinese feng shui and it turned to the left 90 degrees. And you now have the perfect position for a Jewish soul. El Melech Ne'eman, the acronym for Amen, 26 plus 65. Yachid, the gematria of 32. Of Lev, of heart. Ve'adon, and Lord, gematria of Bina, of understanding. What is an understanding heart? A heart is emotions. Understanding is mental. Mashal Bechulam, rules over them all. Membet. Membet is 42. The Anabakoach. From his holy place forever and ever, what is the code? Memkuf, ayin, using the beginning letters, 286. 26 times 11. What does this mean to you? 11, the 11 components of the incense. 11, as we discussed yesterday, the 11 components of the negative system. 26, the tetragrammaton. Everything was, Hashem created this opposite that. Tikkun Olam, because negativity has a purpose, even after Mashiach, yet it will be controlled after Mashiach. It can be controlled now when you stop your reactive behavior, when you use the tool of binding by striking. This is Tikkun Olam. This is bringing the world that is coming into your world today. What position should you put yourself to do this meditation? Halakha says to have a son, put your bed between the north and the south. So what if I don't want more children? What do I need to know about this, Chas V'Shalom? The Ari explains that it means the feng shui above. It means put your head in the east, your feet in the west, your right side facing the south, your left side facing north. What does the above mean? Is it only related to dimensions, or is it a boundary? Are you on your back or on your stomach? Want to know what the missionary position is all about in sexual relations? Stop reading the Bible literally. Stop seeing the Sephirot from these charts. Why do this meditation? Do this meditation and you will bring the Sephirot closer to your heart. You will experience God in some level that is personal to you. You will know what the right thing to do is. This is what comes from the practice of these meditations. This is the astrological discussion, and we only have 1 minute till 6 o'clock. So for those of you who need to go to work, I'm mentioning it for you to be aware of it. The astrological discussion, you will need to meditate on the following questions. What is the astrological meaning of an omic, a depth, as it relates to these other aspects? What is the astrological meaning of time, the depth of time, beginning to end? The morality, good and bad, how does that relate to astrology? Is there a good planet? Is there a good star? How about height? How about length? How about width? Please consider length to also possibly be north and south, while width would then be east and west. How will you answer these questions? When you have these answers, you will know what to do with them. And if you don't, you can send me an email. Hopefully you will have learned to trust your answers. But if you're looking for justification, for confirmation, send me an email. Does anybody have a question? Just some announcements. Tonight's classes, the one at 5:30 and the one at 8:30, is canceled. Not really canceled, but connected to the holiday tonight of Tisha B'Av. Most people don't consider it a holiday, but it is. The Kabbalists know it is a holiday, the birth date of Mashiach. Tomorrow night's class was delayed. It is our 19th class of the Advanced Reincarnation. That class is delayed from 8:30 start time to 9 o'clock due to the end of the fast is at 9 o'clock in San Francisco where I am. Thursday at 10 o'clock is a Zohar class. Saturday at 10 o'clock is a Zohar class. Sunday morning at 10:30, there's a class. We're going to be discussing peace in our time. Sunday night at 9 p.m. is a special class for the holiday of Tu Bishvat. And a special, amazing revelation. I highly recommend that you tune in to that class. Or make sure that you're on the distribution list for the recordings. And next week, our classes return in their normal schedule. The energy will change as of 1 p.m. West Coast time, Wednesday, depending on your vessel, depending on your consciousness. It will change from harsh judgments, which is the concept of the 3 weeks, into soft judgment, which is the concept of the last 20 days of the month of Av. Are there any questions before I wish you a beautiful day and an easy fast? Shalom.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.